Hey, welcome to the More Than Money podcast. This is Chris Burns. Hope you're having a great week. Thank you for joining us for a few minutes. All right, so we're all going crazy. The world is going crazy. Have you ever had a time? My son this week, my son regularly, little pet peeve with my son is that, when we're going to school in the morning, he leaves his door open. So our dog goes into his room and then makes a wreck, like digs into the trash and stuff. And he doesn't turn the lights off. So like a few days ago, he did. And it was remarkable, right? Going to school, he turned the lights off. He closed the door. He remembered. And then the next day, I said in passing to him, hey, can you make sure you close that door again, turn the light off? And he looked at me like I was like something was wrong. And he was like, I did it yesterday. And as a parent, I'm sitting and thinking, yes, but like 3,000 days prior to that, we didn't do it. So I'm happy you did it this time, but I'm going to probably still remind you, right? Maybe you can identify with this. Guys, the market, this is crazy. It's the same deal going on in the market right now. So the market had a good week last week. That was great. I'm so happy it had a good week, okay? But the whole rest of the year up till now has been up and down and rocky and questionable. Looking forward, there's plenty of question marks going on, right? And yet, these financial news, public, large financial news networks that are coming out with headlines after last week have said, hey, we're turning a corner where everything's going to be great. We're moving in a great direction. And you go, look, I'm happy we had 4 days of the market doing well, but have you seen the rest of the year? Have you seen the question marks in front of us? So often, headlines want to jump on it and make it seem like the world is changing and shifting because we have one good week in the market. And don't hear me saying that it means we're going to have a bad year. We might have a great year in the market. But this segment of the show, calm down, this segment of the show is talking about why in the world would we say the world is fantastic and wonderful, the market's on a tear after 1 week of good, solid returns? And also, more importantly, what is the damage that that kind of reporting, those kind of headlines can do to you? We're going to dig into it on the show. If you have any questions about anything you've heard today or any parenting advice for me, jump on the website. It's mylifeismore.com. You can ask anything. I will get back to you directly. Again, it's mylifeismore.com. And enjoy the show. About this for a second. So if you've listened to this show for a while, one of my constant continuing annoyances with the way that we report financial news overall, so the financial news that filters down to you and me, is that we are so reactionary. So literally one thing happens and now we're making these massive global predictions. And I get why that is. Okay. I get that it doesn't sell when you say, hey, we've had a good week in the market. That's kind of great. Nobody cares about that. So it's got to be, we've had a good week in the market. Is the world about to change? You know, is everything amazing? Are we about, did we turn a corner? Is everything great after a few days of better growth in the market, right? So there's, because it sells, and that's not a new thing. That's goes back, right? If you want to sell, we got to make it extreme. But the problem with this is that you and I look at this, and so on MarketWatch this week, which is a very well-known publication, I pick on them sometimes, but it wasn't just them. Multiple people did this. But listen to the headline here, the first part of this, the headline article. The U.S. stock market seems to have turned the corner, overcoming concerns about inflation, rising rates, trade wars, and other geopolitical issues. So if I read that, I go, wow, we've turned a corner. Holy cow, this is great news. I don't have to worry about the volatility I've been experiencing, the up and down, the roller coaster of the market that has been 2018 up till now. Maybe we're going to go back to what it felt like last year when it was just constant smooth sailing and constant growth and it was wonderful, etc. Maybe that's what we're moving back into. And that is totally not called for. There is nothing in my mind from the last few days that would suggest, hey, we're going to be great this year. If anything, it's been It's a really healthy time to evaluate how are you investing. And by the way, I'm not Debbie Downer here. Last week, if you heard our show, last week I spent a lot of time talking about why you should be invested right now. So in other words, I'm not saying pull everything out. The market's terrible. You got to watch out. I totally get that now is a great time to be invested. Of course, I would say always is a great time to be invested. But let's think about the last few weeks for a second. Last week, again, another part of last week's show, I talked about how the market had been down. The Dow had been down for 2 weeks successively by last Sunday. Okay, so it was 2 weeks of lower returns coming into the show, and I was actually helping people think, even though it feels bad, this is why you should still invest. How in the world could a week later we be saying, we've turned the corner, everything's great? Think about this for a second. We walked into the year this year, the S&P 500, which is just kind of a good barometer for where the U.S. stock market is at. It's 500 large U.S. companies. They opened this year, that index opened this year, at the level 2683. And if you don't know what that means, I don't care. Just listen to the numbers. 2683, okay? And it closed on Thursday, May 3rd. So here we sit. That's 10 days ago. It closed 10 days ago at 2635. Now, I'm no genius, but 2635, where it closed 10 days ago, is lower than 2683, where it started the year. I make this point. 10 days ago, the S&P was under where it started the year. And we were coming off of 2 weeks of successive losses in the Dow, which is the other primary barometer for how the U.S. market is doing. It wasn't looking rosy last Thursday, and here we are a few days later, and suddenly we've turned a corner. Everything's fantastic. It's our biggest gain since March. March was 6 weeks ago. It doesn't matter if we've had the biggest week in the market since March. Who cares? And not only that, hey, let's look ahead 2 weeks. Guess what? We're renegotiating NAFTA by the 15th of this month, or else the U.S. is pulling out of that. What could the impact be on the market there? We're in the middle of detailed negotiations with China, or else we could have a tariff war, a trade war with them. We won't know that till the end of this month. We're still figuring out if we're going to levy tariffs against the European Union on major imports. There's huge things going on right now geopolitically that we won't even know for the next 2 to 3 weeks, and yet we've turned a corner. Because we had a few days of growth? That doesn't make any sense, but let me tell you why it's dangerous. Because you could just say, hey, well, you know, who? Okay, they're getting a little ahead of their, you know, ahead of themselves, ahead of the skis here, and they just want to make a news story sound good, so why do you care so much? I care so much because I got a call late Friday from a client saying, hey, should we turn more aggressive again? Okay, pause for a minute. It only took 1 week of the market doing a little better, and then a few headlines like this, we're turning a corner, for a client of mine to see that and give me a call and say, hey, I'm wondering if we're too conservative. Now, I had to remind that client because as part of our process, I totally understand this. It's easy to forget this. One of the things I do with every person that walks through our financial planning process is talk about in depth our foundational beliefs about investing. How do we do this? And if they choose to invest money with our firm, then I talk about this is the philosophy we're going to use. And I have to remind folks of that because, again, that's not their day-to-day life. You know, you're out living life, dealing with kids screaming and bosses screaming and dreams you're trying to get to in the day-to-day, right? And the good and the bad and everything else. You don't sit and spend a lot of time talking investment philosophy. But here's the deal. The way that we invest is that regardless of what the market's doing, we pick a risk level that your plan can handle, that you can handle long-term, then we stick with it. Okay, that's the philosophy of investing, but I understand why when the market's going up, even for a few days, and that's backed up by headlines like this, somebody goes, man, am I missing out? FOMO, right? I didn't even know what FOMO was till I had a young person on the podcast a few months ago, but fear of missing out. I don't want to miss out if the market's going up. Look, we've turned a corner. Don't you see this national headline? We've turned a corner. A load of nonsense, but it's dangerous. And thankfully, I'm there able to talk with this client and explain why, no, we don't want to become more aggressive because we didn't pick your aggressiveness based on what we thought the market might be doing. We picked your aggressiveness level based on what your plan for the future can handle, based on your movement towards retirement. Because guess what? Almost every loss we've seen in the market over the last 5 decades, never have we predicted that. Never have we known when that was coming. So we're not going to pick how aggressive you are based on what MarketWatch says is going on after 4 or 5 days of growth in the market. Would I be happy if the market shot up? Yeah. Man, I would love it if we ended this year with 15% growth. How great would that be? We would all be thrilled with that. But I don't expect it. I don't know what's going to happen. And so I'm not going to invest based on 1 week of change. And yet, again, articles like this push people to feel confident to do things that maybe aren't healthy. So let's talk about practically what should you be doing right now in the market, because this is key. If you work with us, you get this when you walk through our process, but a lot of folks, when you're picking your 401k options, when you're trying to decide how to invest your IRA, you have no clue. How do I judge what level of risk I should take? And so most of us, it makes sense. We look at what's going on in the market, and that influences how we choose to pick our allocations. It influences what we choose to put our money in, what we think is going to happen in the market, which, by the way, means nothing. It means nothing. What I think is going to happen in the market, friends, means nothing. You're like, why am I listening to this show then? If you're listening to this show for me to tell you what's coming next, it's the wrong show. The Psychic Network, if it still airs somewhere, that might be the right fit for you. Okay, but any financial professional that says, hey, I see what's coming. Hey, listen, you can expect this next quarter, or we're prepping for this, or we're going to adjust based on this because we think this is what's going to happen in the future. That is a great red flag to turn and sprint in the opposite direction, because they have no idea. I don't want to beat this into oblivion because I've talked about it so many times, but just think for a moment, one moment again, about the night Donald Trump was elected and the entire world went mad. The entire financial world went crazy saying, the end is coming. You know, go ahead and get in your bomb shelter. The finances are going to be destroyed. It's going to be the worst drop since 2008, if not worse. I mean, apocalyptic style nonsense, blood in the streets if Trump is elected for our financial world. And what happened? The exact opposite. We saw a massive increase that carried through 2017, the Trump bump, or I called it the Trump tsunami, that coasted to significant returns last year. No one, including me, could have predicted that. No one. So please, the moment you hear anybody say, hey, maybe you should tweak what you're doing based on what's coming next, you should turn and sprint in the other direction. The reason, the way you pick how risky you will be in the market is not based on what you think the market's going to do next, or it shouldn't be. And if it is, you need to pause everything and reevaluate how you're investing, because you and I both have no clue what the market's going to do tomorrow or next week or next year. No clue. Okay? The way you pick investments, and this is so critical for your long-term success, the way you pick investments is looking at, where am I at in this journey towards retirement? And if there was a massive drop in the market, what kind of a drop could I handle? Could my plan handle? And it's two things. This is kind of the art and the beauty of this. I get a little nerdy, I'm sorry. The dance here is between what your plan can handle, which you talked about before. So literally, even if you feel super aggressive, but you're close to retirement and your plan would tank. I had a client in just this week. They were aggressive people, but they were right on the cusp of retirement. And I had to say, even though you feel confident because you're aggressive people, your plan can't handle it. You couldn't handle a 20, 30% drop in the market. So we've got to pull back the intensity. So step one, what can your plan handle? Step two, what can you emotionally handle? I had another client this week, and this was a great example of this. She actually is in a place where her plan could handle more aggressiveness. Okay, her plan could handle her having more aggressiveness. But personally, she was able to be honest enough to say, look, I don't know how I'd feel if I lost 15%. I don't know that I could handle it. Even though I understand intellectually all the reasons why I'd be okay, I don't know that I emotionally could handle it. And therefore, we need to take the risk back a little bit. And she's right. Because nothing is worse for your portfolio than pulling out as you drop because you're scared and now you're getting out at the worst possible time. You're selling all of your stocks, all your shares, as the market's losing value. You never want to sell something as it's losing value. And we'll talk actually about that a little bit later. But this is the key, that you've got to look both at what can my plan handle and then what can I handle. And wherever those two come together, that is the right balance, regardless of what is happening in the world. Regardless of what any talking head says may or may not be coming, regardless of corners that we might or might not have turned, and all the nonsense that goes along with that financial world, ignore that crap, get out of that, drop that, don't look at that website, listen to this. You need to make sure you can handle it and your plan can handle it, and wherever that intersection is, that is where you should be. And if you don't know how to do that, if you sit and go, okay, that's great, But I don't know where I'm at in terms of retirement. I don't know when I should start pulling back on my aggressiveness. I don't know if I need to take more aggressiveness, et cetera, right? Well, that is what a good financial planning firm does. That's what we do. So if you want to come in and see how can I feel confident that the way I'm invested matches both how I feel and what my plan can handle, that's the process all of our clients walk through. If you want to learn more about that, jump on my website. It's mylifeismore.com, and you can sign up for a free consultation with me, Chris Burns. I will sit down with you or Skype or go over the phone, depending on where you're at. We have clients all over the country. Our office is in Atlanta, but we meet with folks all over the place, right? So mylifeismore.com, and we'll talk about these things. Because I want you to be able to look to the future. I want you to see a headline like this and just kind of laugh and turn it off. Go to a different website. Not even have it bother you because you feel confident that the way you're invested is correct for where you're going, regardless of what some person's trying to get you excited about because they want to sell papers. People even sell papers anymore? I don't know. MyLifeIsMore.com. I'd love to do that with you.